إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we were talking about the importance of awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu in our lives and what this awareness does for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always keep us in a state of awareness with respect to Himself. Now, how does this awareness happen? How can we bring it about? How does it happen? Awareness is a factor of two things. One, of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, the greatness and glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second one is awareness is a factor of understanding our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that is how and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began His kalam by saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing His glory and magnificence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is introducing Himself. After the first ayat, which is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next three ayat has introduced Himself in Surah Al-Fatiha. Who is Allah? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the one for whom all praise and all thanks for everything, for what we get and what we don't get, for what we like and what we don't like. There is no scope in the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for lack of thanks. Allah did not say thank me for the things you like and what you don't like, you don't have to thank. No. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. How much hamd? Kullu hamd. Total hamd. Total thanks and total praise. All praise, all glory, all magnificence. Anything that happens which seems to be something that we should praise, the actual praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of that thing, whether it is a shay or whether it is a one of the ahwal, whether it is a hal or a shay, whether it is a thing or whether it's a thing or a condition. Either way, the praise for it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise the thing itself, of course. If you see a flower, you say it's a beautiful flower, but the difference between a Muslim and somebody who does not understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when the man is saying a beautiful flower, he is also thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created the flower. He says, well, what kind of beauty? Look at this attention to detail in every petal of the flower. So he's thinking about this. So therefore, all praise and all glory and thanks. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced Himself by the two sifat which are among the greatest of His sifat, if not the greatest sifat. And think about it, why these two sifat? Because this is what we need. I'm talking about ta'alluq with Allah. Out of all the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, which are the sifat, which are the attributes that we need? His mercy. Rahman Rahim. Because if we have Allah's mercy, then automatically we have Allah's forgiveness. If we have Allah's mercy, then automatically we have everything good in this dunya. And we have Jannah in Akhirah. So the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we need is His Rahmah. And this Rahmah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His glory and majesty and in His Rahmah, He described it in the two aspects of Rahmah, which is the peak of the Rahmah and for how long it lasts. Forever. Rahman wa Rahim. And then third thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Himself in terms of Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said Khaliqu Samawati wal Ard. Allah could have described Himself in many other ways, but no. These three. Now think about that. These three things are the things that we need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this refers to our ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I said, awareness consists of two things. One is ta'alluq with whom? You should know the one with whom you have this ta'alluq. That is what gives you a sense of greatness of your own worth. If you take people who, if you ask somebody to introduce himself, the person will introduce himself by the best things about Him. Yeah, he will not talk about some insignificant thing. He will talk about the best things about Him, because it gives him a sense of. So Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is giving us this introduction of Himself with these three things. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Ad-Din. Because this day of judgment is the single most critically important day for all of mankind and all of the jinn. Because what happens on that day will decide the rest of eternity for that person. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that day the best possible day of our existence, inshallah. The day when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So three things. To know who is Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about, as I said, what is the next thing we need? What is my relationship with Allah? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Now see the beautiful arrangement of this ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha, which lead us to this issue of awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all praise and glory and majesty to Allah, who is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and who is the owner of the day of judgment. So what? So I am only worshipping you. I only worship you. I ask only help from you. Iyyaka na'bud wa iyyaka nasta'in. The relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iyyaka na'bud wa iyyaka nasta'in. If these two things are together in a person's consciousness, then inshallah the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with that person. And as we said, this awareness produces results. That we'll talk about tomorrow. But today, as far as this glory and majesty of Allah is concerned, now how do we do this? What we need is this knowledge, and by knowledge I mean the full and complete and total understanding to the extent it is possible for us to do. Nobody can fully understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or knowledge of Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ilm is, you know, we don't have the, human beings do not have the capacity to understand. But to the extent that we can understand, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this and say, reflect on this, think about this. So if you are saying Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, then think about the rububiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a thing from a state of being incomplete to a state of completeness. Reflect on the environment, reflect in terms of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reflect in terms of all kinds of things, from the beginning to the end. Think about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created His creation, and think about this glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of His rububiyat. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, think about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah that you can see in your own life? What are the signs of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you can see around you? And especially look for signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah in things which we normally consider as bad. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Himself that bi yadihil khair. In Allah's hand is only khair, is only goodness. So think about things which we consider to be like illness, for example. So what is the khair in this? Where is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I am feeling pain. Why? Where is the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a thorn does not prick a believer except that this is the means of forgiveness of sins. Even something as tiny and as insignificant as a pin prick is the means of forgiveness of a believer. So now, we had a view of illness, we had a view of pain, we had a view of suffering. Now what happened to that view? It got completely turned the other way around. It does not mean we ask for suffering. No, we don't ask. We ask Allah to forgive us without any cause. But if in our qadr, if this is there, then we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That's the reason why Rasulullah used to say Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. All praise and all thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition that I might be in. So something we have which is good, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. But something we have which on the face of it is not good. There is some difficulty, there is a problem, there is a loss, we expected something, we got something else and so on. But if the believer, if the Muslim is able to understand the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not always possible, but if you make the effort, then you see the khair behind that. You say, Alhamdulillah, thanks to this, I was saved from something else. Because at the end of the day, if you look at it, whatever is there in this life, how long is this life? Yawman aw ba'da yawm. One day or a part of a day. And the result of this is da'iman abada, forever ever. Either way, if the result is good, forever. If the result is not good, forever. We ask Allah for goodness always. So this is the beauty of understanding of Islam. So we said, rububiyat of Allah, the rahmat of Allah, and then think about the day of judgment. The surah, the one I recited also, plus almost all the surahs of Juz Amma are only about the Akhirah. Some reference to the Akhirah in almost every one of the surahs of Juz Amma. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention this one particular day so many times? Should be enough to say it once. No, so many times. And not only in Juz Amma. I mean, in Juz Amma is like mostly concentrated, but it's there in the whole Quran is mentions the from the first Suratul Fatiha onwards. Why is this day of judgment such an important thing? Because as I said, that one day decides the fate of the rest of eternity. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that. So talking about the who Allah is, this is what we do. And then we go to Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, which is the second issue that I mentioned. Know the one you want to be connected with and know what is your connection. Why Tawheed? Because of this. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest. That is the reason why Tawheed. That is the reason why we will not bring anyone else into the equation. First of all, anyone else is not in the equation. So one reason we do not bring anyone into the equation is because anyone is not in the equation. And second one is that because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. So why would I anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deliberately by introducing someone or something into my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Only you, Allah, I worship. Only you, I obey. Only you, I ask for help. Because please understand, when we say ibadah, ibadah is not only making sujood. Sujood is a symbol of something. What is that something? Obedience. So ibadah is actually obedience. It's not just a matter of saying I'm praying salah. Obedience in every aspect of my life. Iyyaka na'bud refers to every aspect of my life. Whatever of my life, if there is a hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is associated with that aspect of my life, then I will follow that hukum irrespective of whatever anyone else thinks or says or does. This is the trap that we fall into. When the hukum of Allah comes, you say, hey, what loga kya bolenge? What will people say? That is the trap and that is the root of our destruction. May Allah save us from that. People don't come into the picture. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Where were the people in this? When you stood in the salah and you said, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, were any people involved? So how come now you start thinking about people? Where is the question of people? When Allah's hukum is there, we follow the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah's hukum is not there, and where we have the shara'i freedom to make our own choices, inshallah we make the choice, keeping in mind that by this choice we do not break any hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand and to practice what we hear. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the rahmah and the barakah of that. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.